Passage 45. 1. How is order maintained in folk culture? Through sanctions based on the 2. What is a popular culture? A large, heterogeneous group which is often constantly changing and highly 3. What is one of the reasons why the popular are replacing the folk in many countries? The popular item is more or produced. Folk cultures. A folk culture is a small, isolated, cohesive, conservative, nearly self-sufficient group that is homogeneous in custom and race, with a strong family or clan structure and a highly developed rituals. Order is maintained through sanctions based on the religion or family, and interpersonal relationships are strong. Tradition is paramount, and change comes infrequently and slowly. There's relatively little division of labor into specialized duties. Rather, each person is expected to perform a great variety of tasks, though duties may differ between the sexes. Most goods are handmade and subsistence economy prevails. Individualism is weakly developed in folk cultures, as are social classes. Unaltered folk cultures no longer exist in industrialized countries such as the United States and Canada. By contrast, a popular culture is a large heterogeneous group, often highly individualistic and constantly changing. Relationships tend to be impersonal, and a pronounced division of labor exists, leading to the establishment of many specialized professions. Secular institutions of control, such as the police and army, take the place of religion and family in maintaining order, and a money-based economy prevails. Because of these contrasts, popular may be viewed as clearly different from folk. The popular is replacing the folk in industrialized countries and in many developing nations. Folk-made objects give way to their popular equivalent, usually because the popular item is more quickly or cheaply produced, is easier or time-saving to use, or leads more prestige to the owner.
Homogeneous. Clan. Sanction. Paramount. Subsistence. Prevail. Heterogeneous. Impersonal. Secular. Equivalent. Keep watch on him so that he won't be able to escape.
We've already bound him hand and foot.